honestly hate. I honestly hate the state that the black community is in. Hate it. I hate you, motherfuckers. And whether it's male or female, this can apply to either side of the conversation. I'm not just gonna talk as a male when it comes to females or as a female when it comes to males, because I'm a nigga, but I'm gonna speak for both sides. I never just speak for one side. I never do that. There is only one answer to this question, and a broke motherfucker don't got it. Period. There's only one answer to this question, and a broke motherfucker does not have the answer. Male or female, a broke motherfucker don't got it. I'm almost done with my tags. A broke motherfucker don't got the answer, and they never will have the answer. I'm almost done with my tags. Y'all give me one second. I'm almost done with my tags. All right. Last row of tags. Last row of tags. Y'all do y'all shares, and we finna go from here. I'm finna just go ahead and pop it off. All right. The only person who has the right to feel good or bad or obligated about a goddamn thing is the person with the money. All right. If your broke ass couldn't feed the motherfucking kids, first off, them kids should already be fed if they with you. Why is my fucking child not fed if he with you? First off. Second off, ain't no motherfucking social media, ain't no bitch, ain't no child, ain't no entity, ain't no Jesus, ain't no motherfucker in this world finna tell me what I'm finna do with my motherfucking money. Period. Period. It's my choice. So before we have any other think piece, before we have any other conversation, before we go into any other what should or shouldn't do, what's right or what's wrong, bitch, you broke. You should just be happy that I'm feeding one of these kids to save you some fucking money, you broke ass bitch. I don't give a fuck who it is. It's my motherfucking money. If I decide not to feed my child with my motherfucking money, I can do what the fuck I want to with it. It's mine, bitch. Social media. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Oh, but the other kids in here are hungry. Well, feed my child in the other room then, bitch. Don't nobody gotta see my son eating, bitch. Feed my child in the other room. If that's what I want. Now, if I want to feed all 9 of them motherfucking kids, bitch, I'm gonna feed 14 kids if I want to. It's up to me. Y'all know what the term is, right? Beggars can't be choosers. Bitch, if you got hungry kids in the house, you should not be trying to choose which one of them get fed. You need to just be feeding them. So you better hope to God. God damn it, I got money. That's all you need to do. You need to ask, could you please feed these other kids? Because I'm fucking broke. That's how you should have said it, bitch. That's how you should have fucking said it. Don't be why you didn't feed the other kids. You should have been, bitch, can you please feed the other kids? I don't got it. Because if you fucking got it and I bring my child McDonald's, then the other kids should be eating other shit. Right? Right? Bitch, you got multiple motherfucking kids. You ain't never had to give one of the kids something and not give the other kids something because something happened? That shit happened all the time. It was moments when I got shit and my little brother didn't because he didn't get it at that time and he got something else. All right. The fuck? It's that nigga's choice. Now, have I been in said situation? Multiple motherfucking times. All right? I be fucking hoes with kids constantly. Sometimes I bring them motherfuckers something. Sometimes I eat in them kids' face.
And I dare the mama say one motherfucking thing about me eating in their face. Bitch, you ain't feed these kids? These kids hungry? Bitch, why are you calling me over to your house if your kids are hungry? So I done been in this situation. Sometimes I feed the kids. Fuck it. I'm on the way. I go ask the little bitch, hey, what you want to eat? Da 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 da. I'm like, oh, well, is the little ones over there? I'm going to grab them something too. Sometimes I don't even feed the bitch. Let alone the kids. The bitch might not eat. Talking about the kids. She'd be lucky if she gets some of my fries, bitch. She is only wrong for the way she came at the situation. That ain't no obligation, bitch. That's it. You ain't wrong for asking him to help. You're not wrong for that. If you would have been like, do you mind going grab them something? Or can I grab a couple dollars so I can just DoorDash the other kids some shit so that way they're not looking at him? First off, they don't have to look at him. Unless you're living in a studio, put that child in the other room, let him eat, and then bring him out. And that's it. But if it's just a situation where you really just cannot hide it, then ask nicely. Don't think, oh, you shouldn't even came over here with food for the child that you created unless you got food for the child that I created. And I for all of you women that the, you're gonna let a kid starve, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Because if that kid's starving with that bitch, both of the other parents is fucking up. Both of the other parents is fucking up. You just gonna let the kid start and? Hold on, wait. Let me make sure that I properly, I'm gonna put the blunt out for this part. Let me make sure that I properly state this. I want to articulate it as best that I can, and I want to make sure that I use all of my proper diction when I state this point right here. Fuck them kids! Fuck them kids! Them ain't my motherfucking kids! Fuck them kids! Fuck them. If I choose. Appreciate you. If I choose. Then yes, I'm going to feed them kids. But it's, oh, you're going to let kids starve? Yes, I let kids starve every motherfucking day. Every single person watching this is letting kids starve. There's homeless children all over the country, all over the world. We're letting starve right now. How does it affect you? Are you finna die? Because there's kids dying right now. There's children dying right now. You gonna save them? Bitch, you just gonna let kids starve? Bitch, they're starving. You know what you gonna say about those homeless kids? Well, those ain't my kids, bitch. Those ain't my kids. It's a choice. And he is allowed to not be nice if he don't feel like it. He is allowed to not want to do that bullshit. Period. He's allowed to. And speaking on the other little point,
because this is an added little wrinkle to it. Ladies, if I'm fucking you and I'm helping you raise your kids, and your kids start getting attached to me and I start getting attached to your kids, then we stop fucking with each other. I'm not worried about them kids no more. I'm not. I didn't create them. I'm happy that they're alive. I was only worried about them kids because I was worried about you. Deadass. It's not to be no hoe, not to be mean. I'm letting you know how niggas feel. Okay? I fuck with you. I fuck with you so much that everything that you created, everything that's a part of you, I love just as much as you, which is your kids. If I don't love you no more, it's not that I have an issue with them kids. Them kids are a part of you, and I don't want nothing to do with that. So anything that has to do with you, I don't want no part of, including your kids. It's not that they did anything wrong. It's not their fault. But I don't have to fuck with them just because they're kids. I don't have to keep them in my life and in my memory and in my thoughts just because they're kids. So it actually makes it even more understandable. Because if I found out that you was fucking with other dudes and we're not together anymore, why aren't the niggas you're currently fucking helping you feed them kids? My next question. So is this bitch, let's say it's four kids in the house, is this bitch getting four separate full meals for the kids from four separate niggas every time they pull up? So think about it. Baby daddy number one come at 9 o'clock. He feed all the kids breakfast. Baby daddy number two come at 12. He feed all the kids lunch. Baby daddy number three come at 2. He feed all the kids snacks. Then baby daddy number four come at 6. He feeds all the kids dinner. When do you feed them? When do you feed them? Or is it a situation where you have a couple of those baby daddies that ain't bout shit and they deadbeat? So now you're trying to force them other two niggas, or you're trying to force one nigga to pick up the slack for three. I can't do that if I don't want to. If I don't want to, I shouldn't have to feel like I have to. If I don't want to, I shouldn't feel obligated. If I don't want to, I shouldn't be punished because of it. Now, what benefit do I get for feeding them kids? You get the benefit of not having to spend your money, not having to call your deadbeat baby daddies, not having to stress over your kids. I fed them. What is my reward? Just the reward of doing a good deed? Bitch, you got me fucked up. You got me fucked up. This is part one of this episode. We're going to do part two of this episode at about 12 p.m. today. Make sure to share this, share this, share this. I'm going to come back on this topic later today about 12 p.m. I'm so lost for words right now. I don't know what the fuck y'all expect me to say about this. What do you say when your country completely fails its women? What do you say? I'm kind of hurt right now. Not gonna lie, I'm kind of hurt. As a nigga, I don't have no real rights to abortion. I'm a nigga. I don't know how that work. I shouldn't know how that work. I shouldn't be involved in how that work. Yet, the Supreme Court, which is mostly men, how many women are in the Supreme Court right now? Drop some ism right quick. Fuck. Nah, that shit important. Nah, see, that's the type of thought process that made it where this type of shit ain't national news right now. Do you see what I'm saying? I understand where you coming from. And I feel where you coming from. You see what I'm saying? People want this shit to be a little bit more hilarious. But this shit ain't funny, bro. This shit ain't motherfucking funny, dog. Because that's an entire group of people who basically getting told what to do with some shit that they grow out of them. They grow kids out of them, and they can't decide if they don't want to do that no more. I feel like the federal government should protect that. And now that that's not a thing, you know how many women finna be committing suicide? Because that's what was happening prior to this. You know how many women finna be having backdoor abortions and dying? You know how many people are gonna, you know how many more children are gonna get brought up in homes that can't afford them? Let me grab my fucking cigar, because like, bro, what the fuck? My shit right here. But this shit ain't funny at all. They just stop and, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Just like when people, and I hate when people write, but when they're right, they're right. The gun supporters, they're right. Making more gun laws takes guns out of people who aren't doing crimes hands. Criminals are gonna find guns. And it's fucked up because now women who don't want these kids ain't finna fucking have them. It's just finna get way more dangerous. It's finna get way more illegal. And that's fucking crazy. You know places like Texas and Alabama, any place that got white people in it, they're not finna be letting motherfuckers have abortions like regular. Yeah, true, but it's not banned. It's up to the states on what to do. So far, predominantly red states are banning it. So if you have the money, you can go to a blue state. You can still get it done. The foster system already fucked up. And I heard so many horror stories about people have done and been brought up in foster care. All right. So the issue with what Amira Neal just said is, yes, it's up to the states. And that's the problem. It shouldn't be up to the states. It shouldn't be up to no fucking body but the motherfucker that's having a child. It shouldn't be up to no motherfucking body but the person that's having a child, what decision they decide to make. You see what I'm saying? So with that, it's just as good as being banned. Because if you live in Texas, all of the states around you are red. So what do you do? Okay, if you live in motherfucking California, you living good. What you gonna do if you live in Georgia? What you gonna do if you live in Mississippi? This is gonna attack the South again. And of course, the statement that you said, if you have the money, they know you don't have the fucking money. That's why they leaving it up to the states. That's why they leaving it up to the states. Because if you live in the heart of motherfucking Texas, it's going to take you 9 hours to drive out of Texas. And you still got to drive through Louisiana and Mississippi and Georgia to maybe get to somewhere like Arkansas. Where you good? Maybe Tennessee. Maybe.
Nick Chims. The implication of everything is insane. So much in the terms of reproductive rights is up for grabs right now. Birth control, contraceptives, etc. All of it is up for grabs. Gay marriage is up for grabs now. Roe versus Wade was a fundamental case in the terms of modern constitution.
Thank you. Thank you. So what else? What else are they going to just overturn? Can the Constitution just overturn segregation rights? So if the Supreme Court decides that Brown versus the Board of Education wasn't fucking constitutional, they can segregate schools again? And I'm not going to go into full detail on my conspiracy theories and whatnot, but I already know why they're doing this. All right. They running out of white people. All right. White people is mad. They running out of white people. Okay. So they can't just be like white people can't have abortions. So now they like nobody can. They running out of white people. So until they get to a point where they feel like they got enough white people, they trying to make it where everybody got to get pregnant, so white people getting pregnant, okay? It's too many mixed babies, too many interracial babies. They upset. There's not enough whites. They're like, what the fuck? I'm looking right now. Yeah, white people control the world right now, but what they gonna do in 50 years when we out of white people? It's fucked up. It's another way to control women, and it's another way to get more white people. And this needs to be a problem. This needs to be a fucking problem. This needs to not be something that we talk about on social media.
Our women abort children 3 times the rate of white women.
Yeah, that's true, but they need more white people. Black people dying out already. They don't give a fuck if other races die out. They worry about theirs. And unfortunately, you have to make rules for the entire country. You can't just make rules for races. And that's the unfortunate part. But if we gonna do anything for our women in this world, fellas, we gotta have a fucking problem with this. We got to have an issue with this just as much as our women do. Because if we don't, this shit's not going to get overturned. This bullshit needs to get overturned. Okay? I don't give a fuck if it was 60 billion fucking children that had got aborted. Motherfucker, if it's their choice. They could do what the fuck they want to do. I'm not finna do the race thing right now. That's just my theory. That's just the theory that I brought up. Fuck that. Let's get off that conversation. The real conversation needs to be, this shit needs to get over fucking turned. If the Supreme Court put it in place, they took it out of place, they could put it back in place. Period. If it's in place, they can put it back in place. sure until we write. I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to tell you ladies right now, and I don't give a fuck what happens to my channel, what happens to my page, what happens to none of that. Ladies, if y'all ever needed a reason to go on strike, to riot, to stop doing whatever the fuck it is you doing that makes America function, now's the time. I bet you if women really united on this shit, they'd fix it. They'd fix it. I'm telling you right now, anything that ain't changed in this country, it ain't changed through peace. Nothing has changed in this country through peace. And I'm telling you right now, ladies, if y'all gonna be peaceful about it, y'all ain't gonna get shit. Period. So if y'all want to be peaceful about it and do petitions and be like, oh, somebody come help us, then y'all the fuck out of there. It's going to have to be an issue. Ain't enough women burning shit down. It's an attack on heterosexuality. Can somebody, what, bro? Bro, shut the fuck up, bro. Bro, chill out. I understand what you're trying to do. Chill out. This ain't the time for this. All right? This ain't the time for this. All right? You can pick moments to argue and have your debates and have your theories when it comes to women and what they do and need to be doing in the black community and none of that. Now's the time. It's just women, period, right now. It's just women, period, right now. They need support. They need support. And this is one of them niggas that assumes that every time a motherfucker fucking, it's supposed to equate the kids. If that's the conversation you want to have, you need to get up out of here, bro. We fucking bitches over here, all right? Our women are free. Our women can have sex, all right? And if she didn't want that nigga to shoot the motherfucking club up, okay, and then he does it, and she says not to, now she has a child that she doesn't want, she should have the right. She should have the right. Bitch shouldn't have to take shots every couple of months and get stabbed in the arm and get fat and shit just because she don't want to have no motherfucking kids. Okay? That ain't right. Bitch didn't have to go through 50,000 million things just to not have no motherfucking kids. Okay? Bitch shouldn't just have to get punished. Just because she don't want to have no motherfucking kids. Okay? I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's wrong with these. I feel like these old white people just kind of hitting us with their last hurrah. Motherfuckers must have got the medical bills and realized that their time is coming. Because right now it's looking like they're just trying to do everything they can to be like, all right, well, I'm finna die. Everything that I can change, I'm gonna just change. And I hope the world just sticks. You can't let shit like this slide. You can't let shit like this slide. Oldest associate judge is 82. Did y'all know that Rosa Parks died a few years ago? So if he's 82, he was alive, kicking, and of age when segregation was in full effect. If he is 82, Rosa Parks died a couple of years ago. She died in her late 80s. She wasn't 15 on the bus during segregation. She wasn't 12. But I do understand why they want older people running the country, because you want people that have experienced parts of this country, the negative and the positive. I understand motherfuckers in their 40s and 50s. You see what I'm saying? 50s going in the, you know what I mean? Because you done been around for fucking half a century. Yeah, I feel like you know enough to run a motherfucking country, but 82? This nigga's been around longer than basketball. Let me put you, this nigga's been around longer than the sports of basketball. I'd say above 70. My grandmother's 60 and she know how to use a computer better than me. I'd say above 70. Because right around 50, I feel like should be the age you're like, full effect in this shit. Biden's 81. Biden was a child when like the first cars were being used. Biden was around when like it was active slavery. Well, not slave. It was active segregation is the word that I meant. Active segregation. And these are the people that are making decisions on our country day to day right now in this modern age. Do you think that motherfucker at 82 knows how to use Twitter? Do you think that motherfucker at 82 knows how to use a MacBook? That motherfucker ain't been driving his own car for a very long time. Has no idea on the modern woman or modern society or how much things cost. Because not only are they old, they've been rich a long time. So when you're rich, you lose the concept of how much things cost. And when you're old, you lose how much the concept of things cost. Because old people still think things cost the same amount as they did back in the day. These are the same people that think video games cause murders. And think weed causes crackheads. First off, anybody in the streets knows that if you do anything like coke or crack, you don't smoke weed because those two things counteract and you can't even enjoy both of them. So weed can't be a gateway drug to shit like crack, because every time you smoke weed while you're on crack, you don't get high. Have y'all ever spoke to a crackhead before or a cokehead? They don't smoke weed. They drink. And they smoke cigarettes. A motherfucker that smoke crack ain't gonna smoke a whole bunch of weed. A motherfucker that do coke ain't gonna do a whole bunch of weed. They don't smoke cigarettes. And they gonna drink. Because it doesn't affect their high. But weed is still a gateway drug to white people to shit like crack. You're not finna smoke weed on meth. You're not finna do that. These niggas don't even know what drugs do to people. That shit's kind of sad. And I'm really hurt because it's going to be a lot of like women going to be out here. The women going to be out here on some devastating. Check on your homegirls. Check on your homegirls. Okay. Check on your motherfucking homegirls. Because some of your homegirls had plans to get an abortion. And if they was on the list, they might be getting taken off the list right now. And when I tell you the $750 they got to pay for that shit is the only $750 they got to their name, they don't got $750 worth of 18 years of a child. They do have $750 worth of, please get this motherfucker out of me, I can't raise a child. How did the Supreme Court let this happen? How did the Supreme Court let this happen? How did America let this happen? I'm praying for women right now. Period. I'm praying for women right now. And I gotta try to find a way to make light of this. I make a joke out of everything. I gotta try to find a way. And the only thing that I could think of out of this that's even slightly hilarious, and even that sad. We was just getting to a point where women was giving pussy up freely. We was like right there. Hoes ain't fucking no more. If they get rid of contraceptives and abortion, hoes ain't fucking no more. We ain't getting no more pussy. It's over with. No contraceptive. No abortion. They trying to get rid of Plan B. And you niggas know damn well y'all don't be pulling out. Well, I might just have to, we're just going to have to say goodbye to vagina. Basically, it's going to be like, you only fucking this bitch if you're trying to have a kid with her. I'm never having sex again. This is a rough realization for my life. Very soon I will not be fucking no more ever. Fuck, man. That's tough. I'll be all right. No, I won't. You'll be all right without saying, who the fuck is you talking to like that? It's not no more risk. I fuck clean bitches. Ain't no more. The only risk is babies. The only risk is babies. I fuck clean bitches, okay? All of them are clean, all the time. Get them checked out, tested out, all that. Every 3 months. If y'all ain't going to get checked every 3 months, you wildin'. I was it every 6 months, then the bitch made me feel bad, so now it's every 3 months. I'm going to get checked out. And I don't even got insurance, so I'm spending the $200 every time. I don't give a fuck, $200. Fuck it. What I need health insurance for? I got money. I'm going to spend that $200. Draw that blood, goddammit. Let me see that. What that say? Green, 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 green. I bet. Time to get back to work. You see what I'm saying? Time to get back to work every 3 months. I'm 2 years without it. I ain't fucking you. Me and you ain't fucking. That's what that sound like. 2 years? Oh, 2 years without. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. Wow. I completely. You meant 2 years without. Okay. Oh. Whew, I thought you meant you was fucking. You went 2 years without the tent. Oh, I thought you was wilding out here in the streets. I'm like, okay, no disrespect. I apologize. Woo, whoo, man. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I did not mean to disrespect you like that. I just read that wrong. I'm so sorry. Context clues is very important when you're reading, you guys. All of my readers. Context clues is very important when you're reading. Okay? So sometimes you read things and some sentences aren't meant to just relate to the sentence right after it. Sometimes they relate to sentences prior, context clues, you guys. I apologize. Whew. That was a close one, because I was finna start looking at your ass so different after that. I was just gonna completely start judging the fuck out of you, and I was gonna start making fun of you on the podcast. You know me, it was finna get bad. Whew, God is good though. God is good. But yeah. So I done got the jokes out the way. You see what I'm saying? I done got the laughs out the way. But in all seriousness, this is horrible. It's horrible for women. It's horrible for America. It's horrible for our reputation. It's horrible for what we look like as a country. I don't love this. I love America. I'm not one of them people that's going to sit here and act like, America is trash and this and that. It might be, but I ain't going nowhere else. Does anyone else, do they speak English? Do they have weed? You see what I'm saying? And can I fucking rap and be a billionaire? I don't think none of those places is possible. There's not a whole lot of places where you can fucking podcast and do what the fuck you want and just kind of make things happen. Capitalism. Capitalism is ass, except for when you work really fucking hard. Okay, so I love America. Does America be fucking up? You're goddamn right. Today is a fucking stain on the history of our country. And I hope that it's fixed. Post-haste. It's Young God the Pimp. I don't put no hoes on the strip. Use a smooth talk or swift hand to break down the bitches. The respect that I get energy. Effort is the time that is spent. And my time is money. So they're gonna reimburse it. If that don't make sense, you was not listening to